Before the current ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, more than 2,100 Palestinians were killed, and about 70 Israelis died, most of them soldiers in Gaza. Few people inside Israel were killed. Israelis say that's largely the result of unique Israeli-made technology, a missile defense. Over the decades, a byproduct of the threats and wars fought by Israel is a homegrown weapons industry that has made it one of the world's biggest arms traders. NPR's Jackie Northam filed this report.
Israel's Ministry of Defense selected Rafael to develop the Iron Dome.
This hard-charging video shows the Iron Dome, a mobile missile defense system knocking short-range rockets out of the sky with precision and protecting Israeli communities. The Iron Dome was developed in Israel to meet its specific needs, stopping short-range missiles from places like Gaza, the West Bank, Lebanon. Isaac Ben Israel, a former director of the Defense Ministry's Research and Development Program, says there was no technology in the world capable of doing that, so Israel had to develop its own system.
We did it because of our unique threats and unique problem. This is what we do since 1948.
Wars usually boost a country's weapons and technology sectors, as they have in the U.S. While conflict is a loss for Israel's economy overall, it provides a boon to the country's arms manufacturers, says Barbara Opel-Rome, the Israel bureau chief for the U.S. magazine Defense News.
Now, in the past 5 years, Israel has been registering more than $7 billion in new arms contracts signed. And it puts them in the top five of the world's arms exporting nations.
In the latest operation against Hamas, new types of ammunition, bombs that can penetrate reinforced concrete buildings and other equipment, have been introduced on the battlefield. Opel-Rome says a new anti-guided missile defense system called Trophy performed well during ground operations in Gaza.
It means a lot on the international arms market, and Israel certainly makes very good use of their added value in that these systems are combat proven.
Many people would object to that, saying the Israeli weapons are not so precise and caused heavy Palestinian civilian casualties during the recent conflict in Gaza. And those casualties are cause for one of the biggest limitations Israel faces in selling weapons, the Arab boycott of anything made in Israel.
Because the whole Arabian Gulf market, which is the number one market for purchasing of foreign-made weaponry, that's cut off to them. China is cut off to them because of U.S. Security concerns. And lately, even Russia. Israel is under some pressure to consider U.S. national security concerns in any type of arms that it sells to Russia.
Opel-Rome says India is one of Israel's biggest customers, buying everything from ship and air defense systems to anti-tank missiles and drones. She says Israel is a tiny market, so its arms industry needs to export nearly 80% of its goods in order to break even. Also, some of the weapons are so unique that no one wants or needs them. Take, for example, the Iron Dome. It's only proven fairly effective against unsophisticated Hamas rockets, and no other country faces a similar short-range threat. The same holds true for the Arrow, an anti-ballistic missile system. Uzi Rubin, the former head of Israel's missile defense program, says the Arrow was designed to destroy long-range missiles coming from Iraq or Iran. But
it started its full-scale development in about 1991, and it took about 9 years to bring it to initial operational capability. It wasn't used. It was never used. It was never deployed.
One of the new technologies likely to emerge from this conflict will focus on detecting and destroying tunnels, like those used by Hamas to move fighters and weapons underground. Former defense researcher Ben Israel says it's not likely to be a big seller on the international market.
No one in the world is digging tunnels in order to penetrate into, let's say, the United States of America for terrorist attacks.
Still, Ben Israel says there will always be a global demand for sophisticated weapons and know-how, something Israel has become good at producing with each war. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Jerusalem.